Hi, welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Yes, I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. In just a moment, we're going to have Will Summers joining us. He's a workforce analyst for the Oregon Employment Department. I think you'll find that conversation very enlightening. And before we get to him, I do want to draw your attention to the upcoming Board of Commissioners meeting. Now, every Wednesday, typically at 9:30 a.m., the Board of Commissioners meet for Lincoln County, and we have an agenda online for you so you can see what's coming up. Of course, you're welcome to stop and address the board and constituent input. We do have a report this week from Forest Enforcement Officer Gary Davey, and the enforcement program does benefit Lincoln County and its incorporated cities by maintaining the necessary patrol on public and private lands and maintaining cleanup programs and educating the community about those types of things. So he'll be coming to give the Board of Commissioners a report, and I'll tell you that Gary always has something interesting going on that's happening in the local forests. And if you can't make it to the Board of Commissioner meeting, you can stream that meeting online within usually about 24 hours from the 9:30 a.m. meeting. So by the next morning, that program is available online. So come and see us at a Board of Commissioners meeting. So Will, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, you know, I learned a new term today from Bob here, the engineer. It's called in the box. You're waiting in the box.
It's a pretty small one.
It's a pretty small one. Well, thanks for coming on the program.
You're welcome.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm glad to be able to talk to you.
Well, where are you talking to us from?
I'm talking to you from Albany today.
So you're in Albany. Is that where you spend most of your time?
That's where my main office is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have an office there in Newport, and I visit the coast on a weekly basis. But right now, I'm also covering for an open position that's in Eugene, so I'm kind of spread real thin these days.
Wow! So you're really working your way around and analyzing a lot of data. I've been kind of thinking about where to begin our conversation and try and create some context for what it is exactly you do. So how long have you been doing statistics, data? I mean, where does it all begin for you in terms of this type of career?
Oh, I started this in 1997 when they first developed the Workforce Analyst Program.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing this for, this is my 14th. It's kind of interesting because, you know, I normally deal with Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln counties, and, you know, I look at them as like three separate economies. I've
mm-hmm.
got kind of a blue-collar Lynn County economy. I've got a white-collar Benton County economy. And then the economy that goes over to the coast, well, I've got a little bit of everything there. I call it my no-collar. tourism is such a large part of that particular economy there.
Well, you know, looking back to how you would find yourself studying this kind of information, I mean, did you always know that, you know, workforce issues or economics, statistics, this type of thing would be something that you'd gravitate towards?
I studied economics in college,
mm-hmm.
and I realized while I was doing that you had to have a focus of some kind. And the focus that interested me was how do businesses figure out where to land and why do they land there? And so it came to the economic development part of it. And I did an economic development internship with the Albany Millersburg Economic Development Corporation. And just so happens that this job popped up after I was doing some consulting work and whatnot. And it is basically, I feed a lot of information to the economic development organizations in the area. The Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County,
mm-hmm.
one of those organizations with Carolyn Bauman as their principal person. And they, you know, do a lot toward helping existing businesses and making sure there's information available to businesses who may want to come into the area, be able to describe the area statistically, you know, like what's the workforce look like, what's the population look like, you know, what changes have happened recently,
mm-hmm.
and what are the forecasts.
you know, I kind of did my pre-study for this interview and trying to digest as much as I possibly could to wrap my head around, you know, what this concept is of the workforce. And is that something that, you know, has historically changed very much? I mean, I know that's a really open-ended question, but, you know, 14 years ago when you started, I mean, are you still applying the general same general principles then as you do now when you take a look at our populations?
Yes, but that workforce has changed because industries have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started, there was a lot more food processing, let's say fish processing, going on in Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot more fishing. We were seeing still the winding down of the timber industry throughout the state, and Lincoln County is no exception to that. We were seeing that wind down to its present levels, which I don't believe there's a sawmill left in Lincoln County.
Wow.
At this particular time. So it's, you know, the principles of looking at the employment levels by mm-hmm. industry and seeing those changes over time have shown a even a heavier emphasis on the tourism-related employment than we saw when I first came on board.
So when we think about a workforce, generally, what are the prime components we're looking at? I mean, is it basically just employers and employees? What are those kind of core pieces of information?
Well, you know, first you do start with, you know, the employers. And mm-hmm. this is one of the real tricky things about looking at Lincoln County is that we have really good data on people who employ other people. The businesses mm-hmm. that employ people. Now, you've got a lot of mom and pops there.
Yeah.
Lincoln County has a lot of sole proprietors. And so it's finding ways to look at that data set is a little more difficult because it's not something that is reported on a regular basis to anybody here in the state. Can get that through what they call non-employer statistics via the Census Department.
Gotcha. So if you, and maybe can you, I guess this next question I want to ask you maybe has to do with this bigger umbrella of, you know, the Oregon Employment Department, essentially matching employers with employees. So are you saying that, you know, a smaller business might not necessarily need the services in all cases from the Employment Department?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm saying that the businesses that are mom and pop, they're sole proprietor, and they're not wanting to hire anybody, or they don't have their business isn't generating enough income to be able to hire somebody, might not be able to get their services. But any business can benefit from using the Employment Department. It's a service that if you're hiring people and you have people on staff, you're paying a federal tax for so many dollars of wages, and that pays for the service. So it's a service you're already paying for. So it's something that if you utilize, you know, you're that much better off because it's not going to cost you any extra.
Yeah, super significant, actually. You know, when I started to really think about the importance and the function that the Employment Department gives, I guess I just never really thought about it and how valuable it is within this context. And we're talking about a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many people does the Employment Department provide service for? I mean, it's just, I can't even begin to imagine.
Well, it varies quite a bit. You know, to be able to tell you right now how many folks we've got on our listings over there, I don't have that in front of me.
Right.
But you know, we they're constantly working with businesses to get job listings,
mm-hmm.
so that the people who are coming in who've filed for unemployment and they know that that job isn't going to be returning, or they're trying to change jobs, or you know, any of the variety of reasons that people are looking for a different job, you know, they can come in to us, and you, with some of the new programs that are being worked, we called it integration as part of it. It was, they've got a national career readiness certificate that is being rolled out through workforce organizations across the country. And I know we're involved with that, and that can help a person take a few tests, figure out what their skill levels are, and that way when they are talking with an employer, they say, you know, I've got this certificate that says XYZ, and if they don't, the business doesn't understand it, they can talk to our office or one of our partners and be able to say, oh, okay, this is what this is trying to tell me. Yes, I want one of those people that shows me that, yes, they've got good math skills, they've got good reading comprehension, and they've got good information finding and all the other things that they can discuss via the certificates. So
and that's
one of the things that the Employment Department does bring to employers.
And that's interesting, kind of a neat innovation there, because really matching the workforce and employers, I mean, that's the crucial element, is getting the right people paired up with the right businesses.
That's correct. You know, hiring the right person can make a lot of difference. Hiring the wrong person can be very expensive.
Right.
Because not everyone is suited for every kind of work. So if you've got somebody that isn't suited for a kind of work and but they're going to try it anyway, well, you have to try to train them, and if it doesn't work, well, then you have to find somebody else and then try to train them, and that's an expensive process. So getting the right person really makes a lot of difference.
Well, it sounds like a complicated and dynamic business, Will. We'll get back to Will Summers in just a minute. He's our workforce analyst with the Oregon Employment Department. More from him in just a moment. Stay with us, Will. We'll be back with you in just a second.
All right.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We are talking to Will Summers, a workforce analyst with the Oregon Employment Department. You still with us, Will?
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm glad you are. And, Will, you gave a presentation to the Chamber of Commerce, and I had seen you around before, but it was really nice to have you throw down this data and looking at Lincoln County, and I thought that was quite interesting. And I've also was looking at the different papers you've written on the website. You've kind of got at least some of the archives, I imagine, of the work that you do. Really kind of an in-depth analysis. And I was kind of wondering, you know, what's a day in the life like for you? Because here was a really deep research paper on use of metals in the metal industry in Oregon. What's your day like?
What's my day like?
How do you gravitate between these projects?
Well, a lot of what I do is customer-oriented. Get quite a few calls or emails from people wanting different pieces of information to help them out. You know, like a very current one is a gentleman is wanting to bring a business to the area, and he was asking a lot of questions. Part of which I can answer, part of it I can only lead him toward other data sources. But it's as someone is trying to do a market analysis of the area, you know, would it be a wise decision to try to bring this type of business to an area? And that's part of what I can do. You know, wages, what are wage ranges so that you know you're being competitive within the labor market? You know, part of keeping a good workforce is being able to pay them a competitive wage, so
yeah.
They're not just a training organization where you train somebody to do something and then your competition down the street offers them more money and they say, well, yeah, and they go down there and work for them after you spend the money to train them. So understanding what some of the competitive wages are is another piece of information that I'm able to give out.
So as businesses are looking at their business plan and thinking about, you know, how to be competitive or how to be viable in a market, you can provide those types of services, overviews?
Yes.
How do you manage, I mean, do you find yourself just with inundated with requests, or are you able to get through it?
Well, it depends on the time of the year. You know, a lot of times at the change of quarter, we get a lot more business, you know, and then there are times of the year like around Christmas where nobody's thinking about
it. Huh, interesting. So you see this ebb and flow.
Yep. And, you know, it's during those slow times that I'm able to do the research projects that look at in-depth sections of different industries.
It seemed to me that you bring in some other data sources in the presentation, for example, to the chamber. And one of them I was curious about was what was it called, the American Survey?
Oh, the American Community Survey.
Yeah, and where does that generate from?
The Census Department realized a long time ago that doing a census every 10 years and coming out with that really detailed information piece was really good, but it was only good, you know, it really made sense for about 2 years. And back in 2000, a decision was made that they're going to try to survey maybe a fewer people and use statistical the statistical basis of what happened at the 10-year census mm-hmm. to move this forward. And that way they're able to refresh the really detailed parts of the census on a rolling three-year basis. The really large areas like L.A. or Chicago, they can survey those enough to do it annually, but getting down to the Lincoln counties, the really small areas in the country, they had to have enough statistical information to be able to make it statistically significant.
So
it took, you know, a while to build up the data set where they could report it, and that was what I was reporting to the chamber at that time, was some of that information that came off the, I call it the, I think it was a 709 mm-hmm. data group that the Census Department came out with through their American Community Survey.
Are you getting excited about, you know, the annual census coming out here pretty soon?
You know, I've been called a data geek. Yeah, I find that stuff really interesting. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the census material starting to come out. You know, we're going to get some preliminary data starting real soon, but it's not going to be, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff. It'll mm-hmm. be a few pieces here and there, because it usually takes them a year or two or better to really synthesize a lot of this stuff and get it out in forms that we can use. I'm thinking it's been almost a year since they did the census, so we should be getting some really interesting pieces back. You know, part of what I was showing the chamber that day was what the estimates are for the change in the population for Lincoln County, and as you might remember, it's not much.
Mm-hmm.
But the change within the county has been more of a shift from fewer younger folks, school age and early working careers, to more of a later working careers and retirees. So, you know, that's a shift in the dynamic, and that means there'll be a shift in what store owners and business owners are going to have for merchandise and for workers to choose from.
So essentially, do you pretty much predict that the census results of 2010 will kind of fall in line with what you've already seen in the survey?
Yes, I really do. I think it's going to show that there's been quite a bit of a shift toward the population becoming much older, not just naturally, but because of the immigration to the area from across the United States. I mean, it's a beautiful place to live, and a lot of people have vacationed here and have thought, oh gosh, this would be a great place to retire to. So, you know, I think there's quite a bit of that going on.
So, Will, we've got about 3 minutes left, and just so folks understand, what are essentially the types of things you can help them with? If they're a startup, if they're looking at bringing business to Lincoln County, if they want to analyze the existing market, what kinds of things could you do for our workforce and folks out there?
Oh, heavens, you know, looking at, we can look at population data, we can look at commuting, we can look at the workforce and where the workforce commutes from and where they live. We can look at wages. We can look at just a whole host of things along that line to help people understand the area and the, you know, the dynamics that are going on within their marketplace.
And generally, you probably are Monday through Friday, kind of an 8-to-5 type of situation.
Yeah, most of the time. There are those real early mornings and those late evenings. But for most of the time, yeah, it is an 8-to-5.
Well, Will, thanks so much for giving us just a snapshot. You know, I always feel like a half an hour is just, we barely just scratched the surface. And it would be great to have you on the program again, maybe when some of the census stuff comes out, and maybe drill into Lincoln County a little bit more. But is a general rule here to call you at 541-223-4954?
That's the best way to get hold of.
Okay. So we're talking to Will Summers, and I think what I can do, too, is maybe we could put the PowerPoint is on the website, or a link to it from the county page that you showed to the chamber. Would that be okay?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to put that PowerPoint presentation on looking at Lincoln County, data from Lincoln County from Will Summers. So we'll put a link to that on the county homepage, and there you can find out more about Will and the services he can offer. Thank you so much for coming on the program, sir, and I know it went by fast, but I look forward to having you again sometime.
Well, thank you, Casey. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Okay. Thanks, Will. All right. Well, you've been listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll get that information for you on the county's homepage, and we will see you next week. Thank you.